This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel and Hamas will extend their truce through Wednesday with more planned exchanges of militant-held hostages for Palestinians held by Israel. Karen Chamez reports.
Cheers erupt as the latest released Palestinian prisoners arrive in Ramallah in the West Bank. The Palestinian prisoners released so far have been mostly teenagers, accused of throwing stones and firebombs during confrontations with Israeli forces. They're widely seen by Palestinians as heroes resisting occupation. In Israel, most of the freed hostages appeared to be physically well, but an 84-year-old woman released, Alma Avraham, was hospitalized in critical condition because she had not had access to her medication in captivity. Her son, Uri Ravitz, said,
"She had to get her medicine, and we fight for this for 7 weeks. From day one."
One hostage, Ruti Munda, told Israeli media that she was initially fed well in captivity, but that conditions worsened as shortages took hold. I'm Karen Chamas.
And the U.S. is telling Israel it must operate with greater precision when resuming its ground campaign in Gaza. Here's Donna Warder.
The Biden administration wants Israel to avoid more large-scale civilian casualties or mass displacement like what occurred before the current temporary ceasefire. Israel's ground campaign is aimed at eradicating the Hamas militant group, but there's been international and domestic pressure about the rising Palestinian death toll, which is at more than 13,000 people. Meanwhile, the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to return to the Middle East this week as the U.S. hopes to find a way to further extend the ceasefire and get more hostages released. Donna Warder, Washington.
Indian rescuers broke through on Tuesday to reach 41 construction workers trapped in a collapsed tunnel. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is set to lead presidents, first ladies, and others in mourning and celebrating his wife, Rosalynn Carter, today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Today's memorial for the former first lady is the second of 3 days of events, which began yesterday with a ceremony paying tribute to her. Today, Rosalynn Carter will be celebrated again with a rare gathering of all living U.S. first ladies and multiple presidents, including her 99-year-old husband, Jimmy Carter, who has been on hospice care but has vowed to attend today's service, as well as President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. Tomorrow, a private funeral will be held. Rosalynn Carter died November 19th at home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 96. I'm Julie Walker.
A Chilean startup is reinventing the wheel, almost literally recycling used car tires into modern electric car batteries. Reuters' Rachel Faber explains.
One Chilean startup says its process could help solve the problem. The company is called T-Fight, part of the privately funded Sustrend Laboratory. Its solution to the annual problem of what to do with more than a billion end-of-life tires? Recycle them into modern electric car batteries. Their process involves refining carbon black, recovered from the tires by pyrolysis, into battery-grade graphitic hard carbon, an essential component in the anode of lithium-ion batteries.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Tuesday sought to reassure the German people and businesses that his government would modernize the economy and support vital industries like chip factories, despite a court ruling that tore a hole in the federal budget. Speaking to Parliament, Scholz went into Germany's recent history of the COVID pandemic, the war in Ukraine, and soaring energy prices to extend a suspension of self-imposed borrowing limits to tackle a crisis that has knocked his coalition. The Venezuelan government may allow appeals from opposition politicians seeking to remove bans barring them from public posts to progress in court as a way to partially comply with U.S. demands ahead of a deadline tied to loosened sanctions. That's according to Reuters. The United States in October announced a six-month rollback on some oil industry sanctions and lifted a bond trading ban in exchange for a deal on 2024 elections between the government of President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.